From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Dallas, Texas, moving forward. Leaders in Southern City of Dallas, Texas, are encouraging citizens to unite and move forward past the tragedy of losing five police officers at the hands of a lone gunman who targeted white policemen because of his rage over the recent killings of two black men by police. This is Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings.
You know, we're all human here, and I think that people feel each other's pain. And that's what makes it great. That's what makes you hopeful that we can do this, that we can move from senselessness, absurdity, that's like a Camus novel, to something that has redemption and hope in it.
U.S. President Barack Obama is calling on Americans to mutually respect their fellow citizens. The president said violence against police by anyone concerned about fairness in the criminal justice system does a disservice to the cause. President Obama is seeking to reassure Americans that the country is not divided. He made these statements yesterday before he left the NATO summit in Warsaw, Poland.
The demented individual who carried out those attacks in Dallas, he's no more representative of African Americans than the shooter in Charleston was representative of white Americans, or the shooter in Orlando or San Bernardino were representative of Muslim Americans. They don't speak for us. That's not who we are.
The president is due back in Washington Sunday night. Demonstrations about police brutality against black men continued around the U.S. into the night Saturday and early Sunday. Days of protests began in response to police shootings last week of the two men, one in Louisiana and the other one in Minnesota. This is VOA News. Now, President Obama had to cut his trip to Europe short because of all the tragedy at home. He managed to fit in a visit very quickly to Spain and their monarch, King Felipe VI.
I wish I was staying longer, and I'm so grateful for the understanding not only of His Majesty, but the people of Spain. We've had a difficult week back in the United States, so my trip is a little abbreviated, but I thought it was very important for me to come here, given the extraordinary friendship and alliance that exists between Spain and the United States.
Earlier, the president had reminisced to the king about a trip he made some years ago to Madrid.
I confess, though, that the first time I came to Madrid was not on Air Force One. I was about to enter into law school. I had a backpack. I traveled by foot most of the time and ate very cheaply.
The president's trip to Spain was abbreviated so that he could accept the invitation of Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings to visit Dallas this week. Gunfire has erupted again in South Sudan's capital following days of violence between rival factions that left more than 100 people dead. Witnesses in Juba say shots rang out in parts of the city Sunday as former rebels and government troops exchanged heavy gunfire. Spokesmen for President Salva Kiir are blaming the oppositional forces of Riek Machar. In the meantime, Machar's spokesman says the president's forces fired first at the first vice president's residence. Earlier, the U.S. State Department issued an urgent call for calm in South Sudan after the deadly fighting began on the eve of the fifth anniversary of the country's independence. NATO's military operations commander says North Korea's latest missile test is a serious threat to the Pacific region and the globe. U.S. General Curtis M. Scaparotti, NATO's supreme allied commander in Europe, said that the Kim Jong-un regime continues to work on its ballistic missile capability and is getting better at working out its problems. The North conducted a submarine missile launch late Friday, which reportedly failed. Prominent Cambodian political activist and commentator Khem Le was shot dead in broad daylight while sitting in a coffee shop at a gas station in Phnom Penh on Sunday. The popular public figure was an outspoken critic of the government and the founder of the Grassroots Democracy Party. His killing has intensified growing public outrage at the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen, with a large crowd of protesters at the scene convinced that this was just the latest act in a wave of government intimidation of opposition politicians. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.